Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Pinkney to Pinkney Show. I am the Reverend Edward Pinkney. This is the Monday edition of the Pinkney to Pinkney Show. And I just want to thank everybody for listening yesterday. We broke the bank. It was huge. We had so many attendees on yesterday that it was almost criminal. And all the people that was listening want to know more about the Sambo of the Year Super Bowl, which will be February 1st, 2024. So far, we have the city of Benton Harbor. We have the city of Houston, Texas. We have St. Louis, Missouri. We have Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We have Columbus, Ohio. And we have Cincinnati, Ohio. And it kicks off February the 1st. The goal is to raise money to put a basketball court each one of these communities. Our goal is to make sure that this money is provided for the children. I'm going to also donate some of my winnings to a couple of people, a couple of organizations here in Benton Harbor. If I am the winner, there are things that I want to do to make sure that we take care of the community. The community is first. They're number one, our children. You see, when we speak of the community, we're speaking of our children. And we're building this foundation for them. And we have a nice rapport with the community, children, especially at 275 Pipestone, which is a start of something really beautiful. But I want people to know, you know, and it's spread all over the country. You know, I got a call this morning from North Carolina. I think it was Riley. He was saying he was from Riley, North Carolina. He also want to do the Sambo of the Year Award. I mean, this thing is gone mad. You know, when I think about all the people that has now tuned in and want to be part of this Sambo Super Bowl, this is going to be huge. You know, I don't know anybody that live in North Carolina. Especially Raleigh, North Carolina. I don't know anybody that lives anywhere in North Carolina. And I appreciate everybody tuning in and want to know more about it. But this Sambo of the Year Award is very, very important. The definition of a Sambo is a person who has been robbed of themselves. They cater to the interests of the white devil and the white devil corporations. They care less about our children and the community. Their only concern is what they can get for white folks. You'll see them out here buck kissing, buck dancing, doing these things. That identifies a Sambo. If you are an elected official, you have an obligation. You just an everyday citizen, butt kissing for these white folks, you're a Sambo. And like I said, these are all the cities right now who has the Sambo of the Year Award. Salt Lake City, Utah. Mount Pleasant, Iowa. St. Paul, Minnesota. Madison, Wisconsin. Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Selma, Alabama. Birmingham, Alabama. Jackson, Mississippi. My goal is to make everybody aware of these samples. We're fighting for the future of our children. That's what it's all about, you know. And we are sick and tired. All these years, they always find them a sample. Like Whirlpool, they manufacture washer and dryers, stove and refrigerator, and samples. They even label their samples in the back of their neck. You will see made by Whirlpool with three sixes. I repeat, Whirlpool Corporation. Whirlpool Corporation makes washer and dryer. They make 70% of all washer and dryer. 70% of all stoves and refrigerators. And 65% of all the samples are made and branded by Whirlpool. In order to live in this community, you almost have to be a sample. They run in packs. They run in packs. You could tell them how they act. See, they be trying to go out of their way, the white man, the white devil. That's what they do. And, you know, here's what black people have to learn. You can't leave those in charge who created the problem. And you can't leave them, those who have created the problem, in charge of the solution. That'll never work. The system is like bleach. It works perfectly for whites, but destroys people of color. Pity is contagious. First, it destroys you, and then it attacks your children and your children's children. We have to stop this stupidity. This is the reason why I'm asking God to give the residents of Benton Harbor a brain. But right now, they don't have one. People live here. They are controlled by Whirlpool Corporation and the Sambos. They believe, for some reason, which I don't quite understand, that they believe that these samples are going to help them. They haven't helped them. Now, all of a sudden, even with the water crisis, they tried to blow that up like these samples had something. They had nothing to do with that. That was the Benton Harbor Community Water Council. Benton Harbor Community Water Council, you see. And see, here's what they don't know. People all over the country know this. You see, they know that the government and the Sambos are running out there, because your boy, Marcus Muhammad, was in Arizona giving a speech, and I received a call. The first thing they said, listen to this clown. They should have gave him some talking points, because he don't know nothing. It was an embarrassment. How can I join hands with this guy? But also, I almost have to. He knew from the start that he did nothing. He knew that he was responsible. He was responsible for not telling the people that the water was contaminated with lead for over 3 years. And they knew it. He had the information and failed to give it to the people. That's right. He failed to give the information to the people. So he was telling you and your children and the community, he don't give a rat's butt about you. That's right. And he don't. All he care about is, he don't even care about his own children. He's a sexual predator. That's really what he is. But you know, it's important that we understand we can't leave those who have created this problem in charge of the solution. That would never, ever work. No. And you people, if you are silent about your pain, they will kill you and say you enjoyed every single minute of it. That's right. They will kill you and claim you enjoyed every minute of it. See, black people are supposed to be able to handle pain. That's the mentality that you're dealing with. Black people are supposed to be able to handle pain. And that's why I'm asking God to give the residents of Benton Harbor a brain. It seems like something has sucked the brain out of the head, and now people here don't have a brain, don't have a heart, don't have courage. You know, only kind of black people is tough when it comes to each other. Oh, they'll kill you. Oh, you, why are you looking at me? I'm going to kill you. You know, that's what they do, you see. That's all they do. The only person they're going to attack is you, you know. You and I, because you're black. You put on a white mask, they'll start running. You call the police, they're going to come, but then the police ain't going to come nowhere. So, you know, if they call the police, you got about a 3% chance of the police coming. Depends on who it is. Yeah. Never be afraid to do what is right, especially if the well-being of a person, a child, is at stake. Society punishments are small compared to the wounds we inflict on our soul when we look the other way. That's right. Never, never be afraid to do what is right, especially if the well-being of a person, a child, your wife, your friend, a young lady, you see, because if that is at stake, society punishment are very small compared to the wounds we inflict on one another when we look the other way. That's right. Very, very small when we look the other way. And we'll look the other way. A lot of times, oh, that don't concern me. It do. We had this court system on the ropes. But these people were so scared, they didn't want to do nothing. Now you're getting it from all ends. These folks don't care about you. You better get yourself together. Come together. You know, black people are 50 million strong. You know? I figure we got maybe, I don't know, I would say at least 5 million Sambos. At least. They're everywhere. I would have never thought that it was this many Sambos growing up. You know, they're everywhere. They're in every city because they want this white devil to like them. You know, that's why they out here kissing their butts, buck dancing, laughing at jokes that's not even funny, itching or scratching where they're not even itching. That's right, scratching where they're not even itching. You know, now I always say this, talk is cheap. It is the way we organize, though, and use our lives every day to tell what we believe. See, this Sambo is the greatest organizing tool that I have ever used. I got people calling me all over the country who want to be part of this. They want to participate. You know, they don't mind going up against other Sambo. Ain't nobody going to out-Sambo my Sambo. My letter C, you're going to have to come something to beat up. Wow. After I sent her bio out, oh, man, people, you know, they ready for February the 1st, you know, and they all know Marcus. They know that, you know, everybody him and went the next. Even his nation brothers voted for him to be the Sambo of the year. Now, that's really something. You know, the nations stick together. But they don't want no part of this slime. And he's a slime ball, you know, gutter rat, you know, a sexual predator, you know. That's what he is. And then you have Dwayne C. He's another sexual predator. He's a predator, you see. But we have to make sure we're doing what we're supposed to do, you see. And ain't nobody going to beat my Sambos. My letter C's, Marcus Muhammad, and Dwayne C's, I put them Sambos up against anybody. I'll put money up against anybody who want to put their shambles up against my stuff. We got the big Super Bowl coming. February 1st, the Super Bowl is a shamble, of shambles. And it's, you know, we're talking about a $3,000 pot here. And this will be a, take a giant step towards getting that basketball court over there on my property, you know. But it's not going to stop there. We're going to continue, you know. We're going to go around the country. We're going to make sure that everybody gets in so we can start weaving out these shambles. See, that's the thing. See, we got to talk about it. Most people are too intimidated to talk about these folks. But I want to talk about it. I want them to know what they're doing to hurt. So look at our school system. See, that was done by Sambos. Sambos created Benton Harbor School System. Sambos created Benton Harbor School System. There's not a reason in this world that school should have been $25 million in the red. There's not a reason. You know, they didn't open up. You know, but unfortunately, the community accepted because they didn't have a brain. They didn't have a heart. And then they had the courage to stand up for their own children. You know. And what they did, now we know that Whirlpool Corporation produced Sambos. But the breeding ground is the high school. Now they got the Girls and Boys Club that they use now to help manufacture these samples. You know, people that's not going to Benton Harbor school system, you know. You got to remember, every generation has its agents and molds seeking to tear the community apart on purpose for the white corporations. That's right, for the white corporations. And our case is Whirlpool Corporation, you see. They have destroyed this community, and they're going to continue to destroy this community. You can't stop them, you see, because we're so divided. You see, the in crowd is the Sambos, you see, and they run in packs, you see. You can have the last elected officials, then you can have the president, you know, all the people that are destroying the community. Then you have the other people working with them. To try to give them validity, but unfortunately, if Benton Harbor resident had a brain, they would know better. Let me tell you this. Whirlpool Corporation traded, no money exchange for the resident of Benton Harbor, traded 7 parcels of contaminated land. 7 parcels, knowing that land, if you touch that land, you're going to get sick. Gave it because it's black folks. And they know black people don't, most of them here, don't have a brain. They knew that. They don't have a heart for the community. They don't have courage to stand up to this nonsense. They know that. It's no mystery. It's no mystery what they have done to the people that lived in this community is criminal. But fortunately, we have nobody who's willing to stand up and challenge Whirlpool Corporation, because they're so intimidated and they don't have a brain. They don't have courage. They don't have none of that. They don't have nothing that it takes to make this happen. They don't have it. You know, then they sit around here and cry like babies what somebody is doing to them. Hey, what they're doing to you is because of you. It's because of you. That's what they're doing to you. And you bring this basically on yourself because you want to be just like these devils. That's what you want to do. You want to be just like these devils. Even though they're destroying our children, you want to be just like them. You see, Powers concedes nothing without a demand. It never did and it never will. Power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did and never will. They know that black people are not going to take a stand. They know if they call the police, a black man going to run. You know, they know that. You know, truth is, anyone had an opinion. You must finish your mission. We are better than this. We are better. I remember when all the stores that we went to was black. Black people owned the store. Nowadays, listen to this. We go to the ARAN. We spend all our money there. They cheat you. They talk to your kids bad. They talk to you bad. You still spend your money. They take the money out at midnight. They're gone at midnight. They're gone. They are gone. But we got to understand, a man, when he refuses to stand up for that which is right, got a problem. A man dies when he refuses to stand up for justice. A man dies when he refuses to take a stand for truth. A man dies when he refuses to stand up for his children, his wife, community. A man dies when he refuses to do that. And at the end of the day, history is going to record our actions. Black people must decide if they want to be honored as great leaders or be eternally disgraced as a traitor. A Sambo is a traitor. A traitor to his race, a traitor of black people, at the most critical hour. The choice is yours. Your choice is yours. At the end of the day, history is going to be recording our actions. Black people must decide to be honored as a great leader or be eternally disgraced to be as a betrayer of black folks at the most critical hour. The choice is yours. It's your choice, you know. It's your choice. There's no rules. There's no rules here. All I'm trying to do is accomplish something for you and for the future of our children. That's it. There are no rules here. Me and my group are trying to accomplish something. Because you Sambos, like I said, y'all running packs, you see. Y'all get a piece of the pie. Just like recently, they had this block grant money that was given to Benton Harbor to provide for the community. Ellis Mitchell, Alice Little, Marcus Muhammad, and the other elected official voted to give it to their friends. Then, and federal government both found out about it, and now the residents, listen to this, the residents of Benton Harbor got to pay it back. That's right. The residents of Benton Harbor, Michigan, you living in there. See, that's why I see my audience is all around the world. That's what I like. I'm just glad I'm not just talking to the people living in Benton Harbor, because they would never get it, because that's the main reason I'm asking God to give them a brain. They don't have a brain to think. They think whatever Whirlpool thinks, that's what they think. You see, they're not smart enough to know that there's a bigger place in life than Whirlpool Corporation and these Sambos. You know, they might get a few things on the side, and you wish you had some of the stuff, yeah. But let's build for the future. Let's not worry about that, materialistic things. You see? And just remember, our history was written by those that called our heroes. Given this fact, it is therefore foolish to believe believe that the history chapter of it is true, that Whirlpool is going to do the right thing. These elected officials are going to do the right thing. They're not going to do the right thing. They never have and they never will. You see, it's unfortunate. You see, that oppressive mentality is when your ego becomes more important than the cause. That oppressive mentality is when your ego, the materialistic things you want for yourself, become more important than the cause that we're facing today. And here's the thing. The white man will try to satisfy us with symbolic victories rather than economic. See, they don't want us to get economically prepared to take things to the next level, because that changes. You see, that changes the needle. And we have to be this way. We have to make sure. See, if we can get start circulating our doubt, open us up. See, here's the thing. I like Wilson Chapman. I like it. I'm very disappointed in him opening up a cannabis place. We need grocery stores, real grocery stores, owned by black folks, to keep the dollar circulating in the community. We need gas stations. Gas stations owned by black folks, keep the dollar circulating in the community. We need clothing stores, cleaners. We need health centers. We need we need restaurants. We need stuff like so we can keep the dollar circulating in our community. But the oppressor don't want black folks to be able to think. He wants you to think that you with him. You see, that's how they make the samples. You know, samples. Whirlpool manufactures them. They got the Boys and Girls Club now. They got our kids running around. And they got them acting crazy, you know. Even when they come on my property, only thing they do is they listen to me, you see. They're going to listen to me. They know they are, you know. Never had a problem out of them. Never will, you know. And we sit around here, this 250-year-old system that's in place right now that allows 545 people, 99% of them is white, to control over 350 million of us. We must take back the minds of our people. But right now, the minds of our people has been destroyed. And that's why the sample of the year is so important. Believe me, there are samples in every single city across this country, you know. And don't be saying that they have done well for themselves at the expense. Well, you're not going to say at the expense of you and your children. You're not going to tell the truth and say that, oh, he done well. He, you know, he's out here doing this. Yeah, he's out here doing exactly that to help himself and not help our children. That's why I tell you a little bit about me. You see, that's why I'm going to say whatever I want to say. I'm going to do whatever I want to do. The only thing I ask of you, don't bother me, and I won't bother you. I don't want to never, ever talk through a sample. If you've been labeled a sample, you are not even, do not talk to me. I'm talking right now about the seats, my leather seats, Dwayne seats, Marcus Muhammad, Trenton Bone, Sharon Henderson, Ellis Mitchell, Ron Singleton, Dan McGinnis, and Judge Mayfield. Right now, y'all the top sambos. You're the top Sambos right now. And I do not talk to Sambos for any reason in this world. I will not talk to you. If your house is on fire, I'm not going to call and let you know. And I don't expect you to call because I'm not going to answer any of you Sambos call. Any, for any reason. Known Sambos. You know, we just don't get it. But there are so many ways to turn someone to betray their community and race. Money is the main one. Want to be accepted by white folks is number two. Ben Harvey is the greatest example there is. And everybody around this country going to know our Sambos. Because I'm going to city with a bio. So they'll know. Because we have been through a black Holocaust from 1619 to 1861. More than 15 million Africans were sold as slaves. Over 35 million were killed by the slave trader, making it the greatest Holocaust the world has ever known. That's right. The Black Holocaust is the greatest Holocaust the world has ever known, but don't want to talk about. That was from 1619 to 1861. More than 15 million Africans were sold into slavery. Over 35 million were killed by slave trade. And it was history, in the history, in the history of this country, and nobody want to talk about it. Black folks don't want to talk about it. They're so scared that they talk about it that they're going to come after them. That's what it's all about. Somebody got to give these black folks a brain. Give them a heart. Give them some courage. Give them what they need. Somebody got to do it. They slowly making us extinct, planting guns all in the community. And black people are fascinated by guns. They don't even know the power of the gun. Some black folks love masters more than master love itself. Master don't have to do anything. He can just sit back and watch while we take on the same oppressive mindset. That's a Sambo. We use that same language, and we think we something, and you walk around like somebody's something. Stop it. But I fight my way. Only a fool fights by the rules. Only a fool fights the way by the rules that his enemy has laid down for him. Don't be crazy. Don't be stupid. We got to stop these folks. All the hell we've been through, it just doesn't make any sense. All the hell we've been through. You know, what is the use of being born if we're not making our world better for those who will be born after us? What is the use of us being born if we are not making our world better for those who will be born after us? The future. I know you're talking about. You and your Sambo. But here's my thing. How can a person want to be a Sambo after all the hell we've been through as a people that has been traumatized for over 450 years? Nothing but abuse, mistreatment, and torture. They hung us at their will. If they didn't like, they could hang you and nobody go to jail. Here's the deal. They could hang you, kill you, and nobody goes to jail. Nobody. That's why I'm asking God to give my people a brain, a heart, courage, you see, and stop all this silly stupid stuff y'all doing out here. They got y'all like this. They want to blame it on slavery and everything else. But hey, we're better than this. You know, when I talk about all the hell we've been through, the abuse, the mistreatment, the torture, the hanging, hang you at will, hang the wife too, and the and if she's pregnant, they'll cut that baby out and stunk that baby dead. That's what they do. These are evil, wicked people. These are the grandchildren of those evil, wicked people right there. These are the grandbaby of those evil, wicked, selfish, gutter rat people. And you got the nerve to want to be like them. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. You got to remember that every knee going to bow and every tongue going to confess. Every single tongue is 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 going to confess. Whether we like it or not. And think about this. Remember how they used to rape the women whenever they felt like it. Rape them. Nothing you could do about it. They can rape you 100 times. Send you back, clean you up, rape you some more. Then go rape your husband. Yeah, they can rape him. And they did. They raped him. They raped him. They raped him. They raped the wife, the husband, the daughters, and the sons. And you got the nerve to want to be, well, I understand now why you're a sexual predator, because you want to be just like him. You got Marcus Muhammad, he's a sexual predator. He's a sexual predator. You got Dwayne, he's really a sexual predator. You got this guy named Michael Hall, a white guy. He's around here killing people. Only got caught and he slowed down for now. Fortunate. But that's just the way it is. You know, and here's the thing. We live in a community where we can't depend on the police department. We can't depend on them to do nothing. Because they're controlled by white folks. White folks control everything, a city hall, definitely your mayor. And look on the back of their neck. You will see made by Whirlpool and 360s. That's how. And then they got these guys around here preaching. Oh, man, this is ridiculous. And people accept me. People are accepting. But if the police really want to fix the reputation, the horrible reputation, campaign to end the drug war. Yeah. Demote and remove violent cops. Create a national blacklist of all bad cops. Regular psyche evaluation and drug testing of all cops. Review and fix failed body camera. Make sure that body camera is on whenever they're talking to a resident. Prioritize non-legal way to arrest a person. Refuse to arrest people for victimless crime. Address the cops' sexual misconduct. Treat people in the community with respect. They're not going to do that because they don't have to. If they did that, Whirlpool would change its tone. You see, that is the main reason why we're having the Sambo Super Bowl. Benton Harbor is going up against Houston, Texas, St. Louis, Missouri, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Columbus, Ohio, and Cincinnati, Ohio. The pot is $3,000 each one, putting up $500, and winner take all. I'm planning to put a basketball court on my property over there. And just for the people. But February 1st will be the first time you're able to vote. And those of you who are out there, I know we're going up against larger cities, but I think we can still win. Let's make it happen. The Sambo of the Year Super Bowl kicks off February 1st to win this at all costs. On that note, I'm going to bring in the one and only Dr. Donald Tanner. Dr. Tanner, talk to me. Tell me where we at. It's going down.
Well, I think what you're on point is that we have to call out those who are doing us wrong, who look like us, but help others to mistreat us, that look like us, that help others to deceive us, that look like us, that help others to harm us, that look like us, that help others to actually kill us, whether it's quickly or slowly or judiciously through the justice system. But we cannot allow others to work the man or Satan any longer. What happened in our environment, in our community, we have not progressed or made success because after the 70s, going into the 80s, the European powers in America organized to make a move against the black man and the black family. What are you talking about? Well, what happened was in retaliation to go with the civil rights movement, they said the civil rights movement, yes, it was the blacks getting their head beat over with billy clubs. Yes, it was the women's getting their breasts bit by police dogs or bit off by police dogs. Yes, it was some of the men, uncles being shot in the back. Yes, it was some of the grandmas being knocked over with the water hoses. Yes, it was black lives that were dying to bring about the civil rights, human rights movement. The American Indians were not there. There were no Arabs. There were no Indians from India because of the gates on Homeland Security wasn't open to them. You know, you had a few stragglers who were in the United States, but it was not open like it is now. So that's where Kamala Harris, you know, her mother was from India. Her daddy's from Jamaica. They were not from the United States at all, period. So Kamala Harris is not from the United States, is not a descendant of enslaved Africans. She is a chick whose mother is from India, whose dad is from Jamaica, who came together here in the United States. And when the civil rights jumped off, she got the ATL out of Dodge and went over to Canada. And then she came back as a minority to get a minority scholarship at Howard University because she was a foreigner coming back in, and they love whites more than they love blacks. So when you start to look at the black historical black colleges now, you will see that the historical black colleges has been going out to recruit whites because those Sambos are in the position of being president or chancellors or whatever. Those have to be eliminated. Just like in Africa, the African presidents who are pro-United States, whose mines are manufactured in Europe, got to be removed so that Africa can unite. And once we have a country united, then they're going to respect us as a people. See, wherever the Chinese go, the Chinese have a united China, so they're respected as a people. Wherever the Japanese go, they have a country that's united, they're respected as a people. We as Africans do not have a united Africa, so we're not respected as a people. We as African Americans, descendants, we don't have a country that's united, so they haven't respected us as a people. And because we contributed so much to their culture that instead of appreciating, they be hating. When you look genetically at the European, you will find that the European is only like a 700,000 years old. The European only came in existence during the interglacial ice age in Europe. So he is a young species. He is a young, aggressive people. That's why he's still developing humanity. That's why he's so inhumane. So Europeans, European Americans, Europeans, wherever in the world, they are a young species, an aggressive species, and the African is so many millions of years old. That's why he's developed humanity. That's why he's developed his forgiveness. But what we have to understand is like any animal that you take and put in a cage, and you can train them to a bell, you can train them to a horn. You know, you can make a killer whale blow a horn and jump up and grab a fish. You can make a seal flap his, you know, his fingers and do a ball on his nose. What we have to understand is that the African-American, the black man, the black woman has been done that way. We have been hypnotized, demoralized, and vandalized. We've been vandalized in that we don't even own our own names. We've been hypnotized that when we see ourselves in the mirror, we want our hair, skin, and to be thinner, to be lighter, to be whiter. We don't even like our lips, and sometimes we don't even like our hips. Now when we show our hips, we're showing our hips as a booty service, that I don't have a mind, I just have a behind. I don't have a mind, I just have a behind. That's what we've been doing. Remember, the European man has always saw her as a wench. Remember, the European man, the white man of America, has always raped our women since the age of 10 years old. So white women craving black men is in retaliation to what their man was doing. And so the black woman now has been so victimized, beat up in her brain, where she's so insane that she goes against her man, so she destroys the black family. Her mind is beat up and so insane that she makes her daughters think that they're women, make their sons think that they're women, because what has happened is how you kill a civilization that has existed more than 10,000 years is that you kill the black woman, the black warrior woman, who will identify the enemy and unify the children. Remember in Africa, many years ago in the 80s, the mothers were putting little wristbands on the babies to remind them of those ancestors that came over to America in chains. We haven't done that. We had the red, black, and green medallion for a little while that was uniting us with the continent. But what happened is whites came in and they got blacks to start doing nigger rap, gangster rap, to go against the positive African-centered hip-hop rap. See, the nigger rap and hip-hop rap are not the same, and we need to call that out. We should make sure that when they say hip-hop, there's no nigger stuff in there, no putting down black women, no putting down black men, no killing each other. That's the white man's nigger rap, and we have to correct ourselves. We have to correct when they, in 1968, the year of hate, when they killed Martin Luther King. That's when they instituted women with children housing. And we're so silly today when they still do that, that we want to make these houses, you know, for mother and children. That is stupid. That is a dumb individual who's a politician. That's a dumb ASS individual who may be a professor or saying something so stupid. It's always about housing for the black family, housing for the wife, housing for the husband, housing for the children. Any stupid fool who supports just women and children's housing is a butthole, see? Because you're destroying your race. So in 68, they retaliated because the black family was at 75% strong. 75% of all the households in the United States had a husband and a wife. A black husband and a black wife, where only 50% were in the white community, European-American community. They were struggling, you know, trying to keep a white family together. We had it together. So they attacked us. They attacked the woman, and they messed with her mind. They took her from being the warrior queen that she was and have her to be a dumb sex thing or a thing that, man, attacks the black family, attacks the black children. The children are a reflection of the adults' behaviors and attitudes. What we see on the streets reflect you and me, the adults. We can't blame the children. The children didn't raise themselves. We influenced the children. So what we see is what we created. So what wind up happening, how they attacked the black woman, not only did they trick the black man to go into halfway houses so that his woman and his wife and children could be in these new houses and didn't have to worry about the mice or worry about any rats or anything like that, but they were in these nice houses and they would come in on the weekends. And what they did is they sicked the white woman on the black family. And how they did that was they created the welfare. They created that welfare woman to go out to the homes and expect and make sure they didn't see, smell, or hear any signs of a man in that house. And what they said in 1968, if you remove the black man from the house, the boys will eventually become girls. If you remove the black man from the house, the boys will eventually become girls. And that's 1968, and here we are. And then you got criminals like Tyler Perry being Madea and making sure transgender is acceptable. Then you have Madea making sure that people are comfortable with alphabets from the Z to the B to the L to the T, whatever. So you have that attack. So in 68, the retaliation was to separate the black family and to turn the black woman against the black man because they could not defeat them when they were unified. When the black man and black woman were together, they are the ones who created the breakfast program through the Black Panther Party. When the black man and black woman were unified, they're the ones who created the free clinics, health clinics that were there. When the black man and black woman were united, they're the one who created the after-school tutoring programs. When the black man and black woman was united, therefore in the community was safe for the children to play. So they had to make sure that they took that family away, that they tricked the black woman because she is the key. She is the mother of civilization. And so that's why we have been destruct. We have been distraught. We have been under the auspice of destruction because our black woman has been victimized, vandalized, hypnotized. So she has been told that she is a double minority, that she's twice as less than anybody else. Minority means less than. So she is less than everybody else. So therefore, she gets it twice. So when a job hires a black woman, they hire a woman and they hire somebody black. And so that's how they displace the black men workers at the job. If the job could be done by a man or a woman, the black woman was given preference, and then she became white in her talk. Yeah, I make more than that man. Yeah. You know, I need a man who, no, you got there because most of the people who died in that civil rights movement were black men. Most of the men who were lynched, most of the people who were lynched were your black men. Most of the people who were burned at the stake were the black men. Most of them been that, the most of the people who were tarred and feathered was a black man protecting the black woman. So the black woman has to wake up. Woman has to become the warrior queen again. She's the one. That's who they attack. That's why you have a hair industry because she don't love her hair. That's why you have a nail industry because she don't love her nails. That's why you have the BBL, the Brazilian butt lift because she don't love herself. Because you have to understand that she was the one who was attacked the most, and she was attacked gently and silently. That's why you have a Cornerstone Alliance that doesn't have a program to help black men but only help black women. Because they want to make sure that the black woman is ignorant against the black man. Where I make more money than him. But yeah, but can you make a family without him?
There you go.
Homosexuals cannot reproduce. They have to recruit. Gays cannot reproduce. They have to recruit. And you see, they are recruiting themselves and talking about the homosexual family and at the same time attacking the heterosexual family. They attack the heterosexual family and promote the homosexual family all the way up into the government. When are you seeing legislation to protect the heterosexual family? No. Flag have you seen to protect the heterosexual family? So this is what I'm asking. You see, this is the attack that started in 1968 in the year of hate. In 64, it started brewing. So this is organized structure. And then in 68, after killing Malcolm X and Martin Luther King, they took the I informants as the leaders, that we started using TV as our leaders instead of judging them by their activities on the streets. Up until 68, all the leaders had to earn their grit based on what they were doing in the hood of the street. The last one who was making work on the streets is Minister Farrakhan. And that should be the measuring stick that we should use, even though, yep, he was wrong at that time before he didn't know the black history. He was promoting what he was taught in terms of Asiatic, but now he knows better. You know, he got the library of Dr. Yosef Ben Yochanan, so he knows better that he has to promote the black, and that's why Dr. Ben attacked him. That's why John Henry Clark attacked him, because he never promoted the black man or woman as the African man or woman, but he just kept it in terms of Islam and faith. But now he knows that he has not grown and moved because we did not take the whole race. And so the race is only going to move forward when the black woman moves forward. When she gives up being white, we're going to be all right. When the black woman says, I'm not going back, I'm going black, then we're going to be all right. That's where we are right now. So
that's some powerful stuff, man. I'm hoping all my listeners, I mean, we got a full house today, and I'm hoping they understand what you said. What you're saying is so powerful, man. I mean, I just wish we had more black people talking like that. We just don't have it. You know, I don't know whether they're afraid to speak up or what it is, but I tell you, you went down through there. That was man, that was too powerful, man. And you know what? We'll be in simulcast on three other radio stations now. Out of Milwaukee, we got that, Columbus, Ohio, and Houston, Texas. So what you say today is going to be on their radio show. So they're listening right now as we speak. So that's a blessing. And because everybody, I mean, people been calling. And, I mean, it's just, I mean, I just not can't believe, you know, and they missed you when you don't be on here. But I got to set up now where my goal is to have, you know, I'll be able to do my show and 10 other radio stations picks it up, you know, and do it. And actually, I would mind if the whole country pick it up. But I'm glad that you on, especially with your knowledge and wisdom. You give us leverage, you know. They can't say we don't know what we're talking about. They can't say that what we're saying is not true. They can't say anything because they try to find reasons not to rather than a reason to do things. And I'm excited. And everything, even Selma, Alabama, I'm meeting with them to get them all together. So it's this thing that turned out to be a beautiful situation, and it had to be God right in the mix, because it couldn't have been me, because I'm lazy. I ain't gonna do a whole lot. But man, I appreciate you, Doc. I really really appreciate you. Listen, you got some closing thoughts that you want to have?
Yes. Okay, black woman. We need you to focus on the black family. The black family is you, the husband, and the child. When you bring the black man back in, the good black man, and hold him to where he has to hold up to a standard. He can't be out here smoking and drinking, and you can't be out there partying. There's a war against us, counter bodies, counter cemeteries. Black woman, you have to wake up. Any black woman that you hear is talking against the black man is against the black family. She has been victimized. She has been crushed. She don't have a self-esteem. If she's looking on another woman, she has been broken. She has been fractured. So we need to be able to bring those who are still whole and lead us to make the family whole. We need you, black woman, to get your head out of the European cloud, to get your head out of the Asian cloud, the Arab cloud, the Muslim cloud, and be proud of who you are, who God made you. God made you special. He blessed you and made you look like him by giving the ability to create. God said, let there be this, let there be that. And here you are, woman, where you can let there be a boy baby or a girl baby. You are a creator. So if we don't move forward, is that because you're not creating us to move forward? If we're not moving forward positively because you have not put positivity in us, if we're not producing a black family, it's because you are not advocating for a black family. So, black woman, it's time for you to stand up. Be the Hatshepsut. Be the Queen Nefertari. Be the Queen T. Be the Queen Azinga. Be the Queen Yah. Wait, we need you to fight for what's right, to save the life of the black family, the black baby, the black man, the black woman, the black child. Thank you.
All right. All right. That was the one and only Dr. Donald Pine from Benton Harbor, Michigan. And I just want to thank you so much, Doc. And I'm praying that God will give the residents of Benton Harbor a brain, a heart, and some courage. And on that note, next week, same time, let's talk through. Thank you so much, Dr. Tan. Have a great day and take care of your business.